U.S. unemployment hits a four-year high.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Some not-so-great news on the job front this Friday morning. U.S. unemployment climbed 5.7% in July. That's the highest level in more than 4 years. The Labor Department said 51,000 jobs were eliminated last month. That means roughly 500,000 jobs have disappeared so far this year. Morgan Stanley economist Kevin Flanagan says the losses have been steady, and that's alarming.
My biggest concern has been more on the employment side. And in past recessions, you usually get much larger declines in terms of monthly payroll statistics. What we're seeing now is sort of this slow bleed, which I think is not good for consumer psychology, and that's being picked up by the confidence surveys we've been getting of late.
Consumer confidence levels are at a 16-year low. Some of those jobs are, of course, coming out of the auto industry. More bad news out of that sector this morning. General Motors reported a $15.5 billion loss for the quarter. Its North American sales were down 20%. The U.S. auto industry has been hammered by high fuel prices, the rising cost of raw materials, and consumers who are feeling pretty inclined to squeak another year out of their old model. Things aren't any better in Europe either. This morning we got some bad news from BMW, as Stephen Beard reports.
BMW's earnings in the second quarter fell by more than a third. The rising cost of production played a part. Raw materials like oil, steel and plastics have all soared in price. But BMW's been hardest hit by the economic downturn in its biggest market. Car sales in the US have fallen overall by 10% so far this year. And carmakers like BMW have been the worst affected. David Bailey, professor at the Birmingham School of Business.
The premium market is more volatile than the mass market. So in good times, of course, they rake in the money. In the bad times, we'll see much more significant falls in profits for them. That's exactly what we're seeing right now.
BMW says that in the months ahead, it will shift its focus to regions that are still booming, like the Middle East. But analysts do not expect emerging markets to take up the shortfall if American sales continue to decline. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Those auto losses have the markets in a funk this Friday. Germany's DAX is off 0.8% this morning. London's FTSE has shed 0.4%. Yesterday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 1.75%. We'll see how Wall Street reacts to that bad news from GM and BMW, as well as British Airways. The airline's quarterly profits are down almost 90%. BA says expensive fuel is the culprit, as Jennifer Collins reports.
Back in the 90s, British Airways was the world's most profitable airline. Remember this?
World's favorite airline brings 24 million people together.
These days, the aria is over. British Airways made almost $600 million during the second quarter last year. This year, it's down to a paltry $73 million. Howard Wealdon, an analyst at BGC Partners in London, says the company has always tried to hedge fuel prices, but it's just not working anymore.
British Airways' fuel bill will be £3 billion sterling this year. That's up a whole £1 billion on last year. That's a massive, massive rise.
BA expects to raise fares and cut 3% of flights this winter. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act. And by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting efforts that help save lives lost from sudden cardiac arrest. More on SCA risks and response at suddencardiacarrest.org.
That music we just heard is Loser from the artist Beck. It's something of a Generation X classic, along with flannel shirts, Doc Martens, and all things secondhand. It was my mother's personal nightmare, but evidently I was just expressing my generation's economic situation. That's according to Lisa Chamberlain, author of the new book Slackonomics. So, Lisa, let's begin at the beginning. What are some of the traits of Generation X?
Well, of course, the cliche is that, you know, they were slackers, but I think that that's a pretty limited description. You know, when you grow up in the era of free to be you and me, that tends to not make for great company men.
What are some of the economic influences that shaped Gen X?
We grew up in the 80s and everyone was going to be rich by the time they were 30. Then the downturn happens in the early 90s, and that had a big impact. And then comes along the dot-com bubble, and people are raking in, you know, six-figure salaries. And then practically overnight, that disappears. There's just been a lot of whiplash, and some people do get hurt. But there is also opportunity for innovation and the entrepreneurial spirit. And it's interesting because when you poll different demographics and ask them, you know, their level of happiness, Generation X actually ranks themselves a little higher on the happiness scale. And I think that's because when you don't expect everything to go perfectly, you actually have a lot more sort of serenity in your life.
So you make a lot of very nostalgic cultural references in the book. And one character that you say really exemplifies Generation X is Lloyd Dobler from Say Anything, specifically the part of the movie where he is asked what he wants to do.
I don't want to sell anything, buy anything, or process anything as a career. I don't want to sell anything bought or processed, or buy anything sold or processed, or process anything sold, bought, or processed, or repair anything sold, bought, or processed. You know, as a career, I don't want to do that. So what I've been doing lately is kickboxing.
It's kind of funny because 10, 15 years later, Lloyd Dobler probably owns a kickboxing gym and is doing quite well. So,
how do you see Generation X as we get into our later careers, retire?
There are a lot of books out there that talk about Social Security and pensions and all these things are going away. And what's interesting is that you don't really hear Generation X talking or worrying about that so much because we've sort of gotten used to the fact that the future is not something that's really all that knowable. So we're very entrepreneurial. We're very independent-minded. We tend to be free agents or freelancers. And I do think that that is definitely going to become more and more the norm.
The book is Slackonomics, Generation X and the Age of Creative Destruction, and the author is Lisa Chamberlain. Lisa, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
In Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Have a great weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.